Here we go. The finale. The finale of Ilchas Kosev and Mochek. We're starting Ritz Hashem Sunday night. New topic, tying and untying. Kosher Matir. So, one question that we ran out of time last Wednesday night is the classic question with the library books. What's the deal with the library books? It says, we'll pick a local example. West Hempstead Public Library. So all the places can speak about this following scenario. What's the halacha regarding, it says West Hempstead Public Library. If you open it up, it says nothing. You close it, it says West Hempstead Public Library. You open it up, it says nothing. You close it, it says West Hempstead Public Library. So what's the halacha? So now, there's always that element of like, come on. There's always that element. Again, when you're learning halacha, there's always that element of like, come on, let's be real. But then, what I always like to say is, fine, after the come on, answer me. Give me an answer. It's a valid question. It deserves a come on, but it needs an answer. So, here we go. This question was posed with, this is what we ran out of time from last week. This question was posed by none other than the Ramah. The Ramah himself, Rav Moshe Itzelis, goes and has a tshuva sefer. Now, again, we did the Ramah already on Sunday nights when we do history. We did the Ramah. The tshuva sefer was not around for a while, which is already a little bit of a red flag from a historical standpoint. Where was it? Why didn't we have it? And the wording is a little bit interesting sometimes. It seems that someone else wrote parts of it. But as far as we know, it was written by the Ramah. So the Ramah has a tshuva. It was actually printed in the back of these booklets for extra credit, for extra reading. The Ramah goes and says, are you allowed to open these books? This has been done for years. You know what every ninth grader does on their Gemara? They write their name in big marker. This has been done for years. So he goes and he asks the following question. And it has a lot more application than you think. Because if you make a paroches, and the paroches is split, not mid-pasuk, let's say mid-word. So, kimitzion teitze toe, and then you got a ra, and you open it up, and you have a toe ra. How are you allowed to do that? You're breaking the word. So, again, come on, but what's the answer? Yeah? So, the Ramah has this very question, and he starts getting all fancy, because we know in
so I was going to say general thing with the Qumran, why would it be different than the cookies? I'm not breaking the word on the cookie, I'm eating the cookie to eat it. I'm not breaking the word in the book.
So what was the case of the cookie? He's referencing something from weeks past. The cookie, the Ramah had a case of a cookie. The Ramah himself had a case of a cookie where he said that it's usser. Right. So the Ramah, you're going to get stuck. That's the.
But I see a difference though, because this cookie has value. Because it's happy birthday, whoever it is. But now this is not just a cookie; it's a special cookie. Other West End Library, you wouldn't know, you wouldn't even know. It's irrelevant, so it doesn't add anything to it. But yeah, with the cookie, happy birthday makes it a whole.
Okay, you guys are so on the mark. The Ramah goes through these very steps. He goes and he says, it should be, wait one sec, it should be an Einam Eschavim. You have no intent. Einam Eschavim, you think you're thinking about the side of the letters? You're not. When you open up the Torah, you open up the Parachas, you don't even care. You're just trying to get to the Torah inside. So it's not even on your mind. You're not even thinking about it. So that should be a heter, right? We always have two avenues to... you took the words out of my mouth. It's a psik resha. It doesn't help you. Einam Eschavim is not going to be mukher. Einam Eschavim, when it's a psik resha, which means inevitable, the case of psik resha is, it's a real concept. You cut off the chicken's head, you think he's not going to die. Yeah, it's a next step. The death is an outgrowth, it's a manifestation of the head chopping. He's dying from your chopping of his head. It's a psik resha. We don't say, Dabashain Eschavim, this is in all of the Shabbos. We don't say Davashim is Chavin when it's a psik resha. So game over. Very nice, it's not your intent, but it's inevitable. When you close the book, you know what appears? West Hempstead Public Library. It appears. So, I don't know if this is good. He's going to save the day. He's going to save Mutter anyway. We're getting there. Yeah.
I don't know if this is a good comparison, but you know how, like, you'd stack pups, right?
Yeah.
Because you're just going to bring them back together. It's not permanent.
Says the Rama, one of his answers, the Rama quoting says, I can't go and tell you Davar Sheni Shchavim, why? Because it's a Psik Reisha. So what do I have? He says, many different Svaras. We mentioned one in passing in Chick Chak last week. One of them is, why isn't a door, why isn't it building the wall? The answer is, come on, it's meant to be opened and closed. Books are meant to be opened and closed. It's meant, you open it, you close it. There's no value in leaving it closed or leaving it open. Its usage is being open and closed. Because I can very well claim the reason why they invented doors is to be a movable wall. You're creating a wall. You know that guy? You're creating a wall. The answer is, you're right, I'm creating a wall, but it's meant to be open and closed, and therefore it's not a problem. Says the Rama, the same thing should apply over here.
Boxes with the key inside.
Yeah.
Is that the same?
It's not a. It's Kalim. We're going to learn Boina and Zoysa here. It's not a wall. Boina Bekarka is much more serious than a Kli. And you're not destroying the Kli, it's on a hinge. You didn't destroy the Kli when you open up the lockbox.
Mine opens.
It's still not destroyed. You can easily put it right back. You didn't break it. So that's Boina Bekalim. Go.
Doesn't that answer create a problem for his answer on eating? Because at the end, it's the same thing. No one's intentionally on the Kenem crack, the Kenem tea biscuit. Nobody's intentionally thinking.
The Kenem tea biscuit is not the case of the Rama. His was, the letters were on top. It was separate icing. Separate icing, and when it says Kedem on the tea biscuit, that's mutter, according to everybody.
Say icing on the cake.
Icing on the cake.
So it's still eating.
It's meant to open and close?
No, but I'm eating the cake. I'm not worried about the words on top. The purpose of the words on top are not the...
So it would fit. According to the Rama, this is where we're heading, right? The Rama, I'll give you a secret. The Rama's going to say it's fine. Don't worry about the side of the book. Don't worry about the periches. It's meant to open and close. And he says three other reasons why it should be okay. We're going to get to as many as we can. And the issue here is, I just jumped ahead to the end of the Rama, it's going to be mutter. What's the difference between the cookie? The cookie the Rama says is asr, and then here he's going to say it's mutter. That's going to be the glaring question. So this would actually fit.
Permanence.
What?
Maybe permanence.
Which is permanent?
Cookie's permanent for you when you break it.
Ah. Actually, that might make it better. Well, no, because what are we doing? You're doing erasing. Right? Erasing, the quintessential erasing is mechita al manas lichtov. When it's permanent, it might even be better. Because it's not al manas lichtov. Whereas, this is going to be a moichik al manas lichtov. I just wrote it when I closed the book. It's counterintuitive to the way we think, but in the malacha, from a malacha standpoint, it's actually worse. Fine. So that's one reason. Another reason is, the Gemara tells the case, let's say you write one letter in Tveria, one letter in Sipoiri. So we'll pick Tzvas. Yeah, we know. Where's Sipoiri? Anyone ever been there? I think I actually went. I went on a farm trip. Most people, they'll get there, because a lot of Tanoim are buried in Sipoiri. It was a very big Tanoim hotspot back in the day. So, when we get to Tanoim, we'll get there, yeah? We're working now. We're working towards modern day. When we get to 2022, Lee Nether will go back to Tanoim. Okay? In about... No, when we get there in the Kola, it'll probably be in around 9 years. Oh, that's the second trip. Yeah. We're taking a trip to Europe. We announced it last week. We don't know when or how, but we're going to go. So, here we go. Says the Rama, based on the Gemara, it's also a Taz with David Alevi, that if you write one letter in Tveria and another letter in Sipoiri, right, are you Chayiv?
Same person.
So, let's say they were existent in each city and you brought them together. Yeah? You brought them together. There's no issue with bringing them together. Because they were both in their respective existence. The letter existed in Tveria. You didn't write anything. Writing on Shabbos is usur. To bring the letter together, one letter together and two letters together, what's the issue? You just brought two existent letters and put them together. Says the Taz, that's why bringing together any two letters, it's called mechusar kreva. It's just lacking the proximity. And you enable proximity. You didn't do anything. You didn't write anything. So, mechusar kreva is a heter to bring two things together.
So you can play Scrabble.
Oh, we're going to get there. Scrabble, bananagrams. We're going to get there. We're going to have a lot of fun. Because... Okay. Yeah, everyone's good. Yeah, we're all great. So, as follows. So, therefore, mechusar kreva, they both exist. Which, how should we go now? That's another reason why the Ramah says it's going to be mutter. That's why the Ramah says it's going to be mutter. So now it gets to, is that precedent only when the two separate letters exist? Let's say you have an existent half a letter and an existent half a letter, right? You have half an H and half an H, and you bring them together and you get an H. Can we still apply the same rule? Half the letter was in existence, half the letter in existence, I just brought them together, or not? So the wording of the Ramah is, it's such a hard mitzvah. What should we get into? What shouldn't we? But the wording of the Ramah is, he says a blanket statement. He says, there were letters written, and you're breaking the letters in half. That's the case of the Ramah, where he applies the logic of mechusar kreva, bring them closer. The Ramah clearly is makel even on breaking the letter in half. Which is going to be a huge savior, because on your binding of a book, on your peruchas, great. That's going to be, the Ramah says two more reasons. Now here's where it gets fun. The Lavush, who we mentioned this past Sunday night, we did the Lavush, he follows his Rebbe, the Ramah. Everything is based on the Ramah. And the Lavush goes and says, the Ramah comes out at the end of the tshuva, you're allowed to open these books, no problem. You're allowed to open this peruchas, no problem. Comes along the Lavush, it's Asur Gamer. It might be a chiyuv daraisa. Why? Because you bring the letters together and you're creating a letter. What happened? So the Knesset HaGedolah, Rabbi Ben Vinisti, we'll get him, he goes and he writes that had the Levush seen the tshuva of the Ramah, Vadai Hoyachoyzer. Fascinating. You have to be very bold to say this. The Talmud just didn't know his Rebbe's opinion. His Rebbe had one opinion, but he failed to see the tshuva come out. So he missed it. The Levush, therefore, paskind. Whatever. Loosely speaking, incorrectly, as per the Ramah, and therefore, avada, it's mutter. Great. So comes along the Achroinim, and the Chai Adam starts to limit it. And the other Achroinim come to limit it, because the Levush is not the only one who's Machmir. Other Achroinim are also Machmir. They try to get out tit for tat of every claim of the Ramah. So what are we going to do? Yeah? So the Chai Adam says a very sensible thing, and this is how the Mishabur goes. The Chai Adam goes and says, so therefore, you should go and try to find an alternative. If you have another book, read the other book. So I saw some quote, I think it was a Minchat Yitzchak, I might be mistaken, that say it has to be the same book. Why? Because if it's a different novel, I don't want that book, right? Novels on Shabbos, let's say it's winter. Yeah, great. So, we're not going to get into, we're going to get there. Shin Zayin, reading, what do you want to read on Shabbos?
The whole letter, right? Cutting the book in half, there's clearly two words. The library appears as library, right? Well, let's even say, page by page, there's nothing between the two pages that you need. If you didn't know that there was a word, page A and page B is just two lines. The two lines by themselves, you know, have nothing spelled out.
Yeah. So the question is, how'd you get it open?
So you opened it. You opened it before. You opened it.
So you, what do you want to do? You want to turn page one page.
Okay.
One page. Anything here on the side? I don't see anything. No. One page.
You open up a page 50, whatever it is.
Interesting. Can a person do that? Can a person do that? According to the Machmirim, that's what you want to ask. Really, though, I was Mako, and we're Mako. Interesting question.
It's line by line.
Right. So it's funny, they say the same thing by pixels. They say the same thing by pixels. I heard Rabbi Fal himself. Pixels are what make up a screen. When you look at a screen, they're made up of tiny, tiny pixels, one by one by one by one around. There's hundreds of thousands. So I heard Rabbi Falk come in, Rabbi Falk from Gateshead, tremendous Talmud Chacham. He used to come to the Machon Harala Rabbani, where I learned, and he'd come in twice a year. Rabbi Falk was known for many of his chumras. He was. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he gets up and we would bomb him questions. He would just sit down. This is what like a real Talmud Chacham's like. And he'd just say, okay. And everyone would just go, can you teabag on Shabbos? Can you chug a souffle? Are you allowed to warm it up? Is it considered a lach, a yavish? And everyone would just bomb away. Can you walk in front of a security camera? Can you go to the coastal on Shabbos? It's the same question. And it's all however dramatic you want to make it, yeah? Are you allowed to walk in front of a camera on Shabbos? Why? Segregation on Nichalei is so awesome, Midrabanan. Meaning, we have to build it. Let's go step by step. Fine. That was a valid taina. That's Dirabana. So yeah, we're not in Daraisa land, but we have to get it to be mutter. So Sheva Levi says it's misasik. You don't even like, you're not even having on your radar whatsoever. It's as if you're just walking, dragging the bench. Dragging the bench doesn't work, yeah. What was misasik? What's the case of the Gemara misasik? Misasik. The bench. You pull the tassel?
It's dragging the bench.
Where's Misasik in the Gemara? Okay, fine. Yeah. So, wait, here we go. Says many Achronim, and Rabbi Falk also said, it's nothing. So everyone's like, what? He has also a very heavy British accent. The higher you go in England, the heavier the accent gets. As everyone knows, right? London's pretty heavy. Manchester's heavy. Gateshead? It's a different language. So he said that it's absolutely nothing. I said, why? He said, because it's all a bunch of pixels. It's absolutely nothing. So says Rabbi Manjo, you should be able to apply the same thing to the sides of the book. I don't see why not. I don't see why not. You should have to go one by one then. What? I know you what? It's the same thing, right? What do you, yeah.
If you go one by one, you're right, there's nothing. But let's say this Shabbos, you're right up to page 100.
One Shabbos at a time.
Shabbos,
one Shabbos at a time.
Now you open up though. Now you are separating.
No. So you want to know? It's going to get a little bit. It's going to get a little comical because we're going to end off with Scrabble and Bananagrams, and that will be our finale. So it's going to get a little comical because you're going to have to open it before Shabbos. Because the issue is going to be getting it open. Once it's open, you're fine because you can go page by page. But if you didn't open it before Shabbos, you're going to be breaking the letters. So it comes out very funny. But again, there are Maz Meiko. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this is on the case in the event that we're machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says, and the Chayyadim says, just want to get to like six more things in about 4 minutes. Says the Mishnah Berurah that a person can rely on this Ramah if there is no alternative. Which again, here's where the gray begins. What's an alternative? How alternative is an alternative? We said last week, gas pressure is the same exact thing. My brother is a tremendous Talmud Chacham. My brother called me up and he wanted to know, very often he'll hear these big chumras and he just wants to like clear the air. Like how well founded are they? Are they made up? Are they not? So I remember him calling me up 3 years ago. He says, kids pajamas. A big picture of a bear, the zipper slices his face. What's the halacha? Is there even a reason to not use it? So, if that's the wording of the question, the answer is yes. Right? There is a basis not to use those pajamas. If you have another pair, just use another pair.
But the Rama would say it's not a problem.
The Rama would say it's not a problem. The Mishabu would tell you, if you don't have an alternative, it's mutter. Right? So that's why, if your paroches is up, go for it. It's mutter. If this is a book you want to read, go for it. It's mutter. Now, if you're prior and you want to know, can I take this book? Should I buy this paroches for the shul? The answer is no. Don't set yourself up if you already have the ability to switch it. And if you have another pair of pajamas that makes no difference to the child, wear the other pair of pajamas. And if you have another sweatshirt that's not Gap or not Fox, switch it. Fine. Now we get to Scrabble. So the Magen Avraham seems to make up. I said it. He seems to make up a chumrah that there's some issue connecting a letter to a background. He's talking about these letters of silver that they would connect to the paroches. So he says it's us. So Rosh Feinstein was asked the tshuva. Young Israel of West Hempstead, growing up, they used to put Mr. Waxman. He's where does he live?
Hempstead in Florida.
Okay. Mr. Waxman used to do the numbers.
On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.
On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yeah. Mr. Waxman would do the numbers. And is that a problem? You're creating a number. Anyone? Come on, right? Roll the eyes. Come on. Obviously it's okay. So what's the problem? It's no different than bananagrams. No different than Scrabble. But are you connecting it onto the backdrop? So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, no, it's fine. He has a tshuva and a roisha, igris moisha, chelik aleph, kuf lamed hey, 135. He goes and he says, it's fine. You know why? Because it already has an existent backdrop. The letter has its background. It has the white background and it has a 6. And in the Birnbaum, right, the numbers are pretty high. And it has its backdrop, so you're not doing anything. You just happen to be putting it up on the wall. But here's where it gets exciting. Who says the same story? Rabbi Bodner, in the Halachos and Muktzah, one of the first of the earlier English books before it became much more popular, he goes and he says, what's the deal with Scrabble? He says, I asked Rav Moshe myself. I went to speak to him. And Rav Moshe says, Scrabble's mutter. Okay, now it gets exciting. What about deluxe? What's the difference?
Isn't there one where it's locked?
They lock in to the backdrop. So, again, there are people who are chilek on the Magen Avraham. But if we entertain this Magen Avraham, which the Mishnah Berurah does, that's why it gets a little bit trickier. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, Scrabble, mutter gummer. And the same thing would apply to bananagrams. It's no different. Every letter exists on its own. All you're doing is you're bringing letters closer to each other. Rav Moshe Feinstein said, but deluxe, it's better not to use it. Why? Because it's clicking in, and that would be seemingly the application of the Magen Avraham.
Now, if you say, well, so now if you're saying that reason, why would clicking in be a problem? Because the background is existing, no matter whether it's clicking in place or not, the background is still there.
I hear what you're asking.
Like, I always thought you're locking it in, so the problem is
this is one of these lost in, this is like lost in Svara. It's hard to understand why the Magen Avraham says it's us. That question would apply to the Magen Avraham just as easily. And yet the Magen Avraham says it's us. That's where it's like, what do we do now? Your question should be just as much of a question on the Magen Avraham. Straight. Rav Moshe is entertaining and being hesitant because of the Magen Avraham. But every letter... but the Scrabble has its own background? So you ready? He goes and he writes as follows. And he writes, what have we got? We're over time. Okay, so he goes and he writes, therefore, he said, I brought him a deluxe Scrabble. These are the best. When you hear Halacha Svarim, and everyone starts claiming what they did, and I showed it to him. I brought Rav Moshe Feinstein Scrabble. He said, it's fine. And I brought him a deluxe, and he said, it's awesome. So, again, is there room to be makel, and do you have to stop your children from doing it? The answer is, there's what to rely on. A person, again, it's the same type of thing. If you're in the driver's seat, and you can play Bananagrams, or you can play Deluxe, go for Bananagrams. And if you have the other book that's not a West Hampton Library or another sweatshirt, go for it. If a person doesn't, Lamaisa, it's going to be looking forward to continuing with tying kosher matter.